Hey, Beatle fans, just wanted to talk to you a minute about the track While My Guitar Gently Weeps. Definitely one of my all-time favorite Beatles songs that first appeared on the White Album in 1968. It's such a unique recording for me, having both George Harrison and Eric Clapton play on one track together. The story of it goes back to the early days of the White Album, where George Harrison had this song that he couldn't get to his liking. He tried it multiple different ways. If you listen to the anthology versions of the song, they're acoustic. They are a much slower and sad type vibe that he had going. And he heard it in his head a different way. He might not have had quite the ability at the time to perform it in the way that he wanted, but he had a good friend who he knew could do it. So while riding from London to the studio one day with Eric Clapton, George asked Eric to play on the song, at which point Clapton responded, "Nobody plays on a Beatles song besides the Beatles." And George responded, "Well, it's my song, and I'm going to do damn well what I please with it, and I want you to play the guitar solo on it." So they arrived at Abbey Road, and allegedly a Marshall Bluesbreaker combo, well, what's now known as a Bluesbreaker combo, was set up in the corner. The famous Les Paul, Gibson Les Paul Lucy, was on hand. Clapton played the lines, the guitar lines, the lead guitar lines, while George played acoustic. Paul McCartney tracked on piano. And I'm not sure if John played guitar as well. I believe he was either on guitar. He might have been playing bass, which was later overdubbed by Paul. I'm not 100% sure on that. The song was completed in very few takes. And the problem with the song was that it wasn't considered Beatly enough. So the great George Martin ran the track through something called an ADT, which is called an automatic double tracker, which basically wobbled up the whole song. If you listen to it on earphones especially, you're going to hear kind of an oscillation going on throughout the entire song, especially if you listen to the organ track. You're going to hear a lot of stereo bouncing left and right. You're going to hear a lot of that wobbly sound that you might have heard first on I Am the Walrus. So anyway, it's one of my favorite tracks. The guitar solo in the song is probably one of the most legendary tracks of classic rock history as far as the solo goes. I don't think anyone's ever played it any better. A lot of people talk about the Prince version that came in, I believe, 2004 at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. I'm not a fan of that. I don't think it can get any better than this right here. So check it out right now. John, Paul, George, and Credo, here comes While My Guitar Gently Weeps. Hey guys, one more thing about While My Guitar Gently Weeps. While I was thinking about it, one of the best parts about getting to perform at the New Orleans Beatle Festival each year is that we get to dissect the various songs that we're going to play each year, and we get to pick them apart from start to finish and figure out what the Fab Four were doing and what they weren't doing. Well, one of the most unique parts of While My Guitar Gently Weeps, when we took it apart, there is a 12-string Rickenbacker playing the exact same lines as the bass in the bridge. So it's a very hard listen, but you have to put your earphones on and take a listen again. It's a 12-string Rickenbacker played by George versus Paul McCartney, who was overdubbing the bass at the time. It's all included on the same track of the multi-track, and it provides a really unique sound to the bridge. Also going on the bridge at the same time is George playing an acoustic guitar as well, but to really hear it, you have to make sure you have your earphones on, listen for that 12-string Rickenbacker going, playing the exact same lines as the bass.